Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on four-eyed fantasies when we come back. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Because it's pretty obvious that something is terribly wrong with the Ten Commandments because they've been banned from our public schools. They're banned from our public institutions, and they have been erased from our national consciousness. Now, instead of these 10 simple, time-tested laws, we see the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in their place. And now, they're teaching the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in our schools, in our public institutions. We Americans have made them a part of our national psyche. You know, this is a radical change in our political and moral outlook over the past 50 years, don't you think? Are you aware that your daughter couldn't receive an aspirin in your public school without your consent, but your daughter can have an abortion, arranged through that same public school nurse without even your knowledge, much less your consent? Now that's why I contend that the solution to this moral perversion and national insanity is to go back to what worked. Let's go back to the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law. You know, our founding fathers at the Constitutional Convention in 1787 practiced and advocated the Ten Commandments, and they even put 22 principles of that law into our federal Constitution. Now, there's at least one school left in America that still teaches this entire Mosaic Law, the Ten Commandments and all 759 statutes, judgments, and penalties, as well as the 33 benefits for their observance. Now, you know every law has a penalty, and you don't have to know what that penalty is to suffer its effect. So whether you call it the Mosaic Law or the Law of God or common law, natural law, karma, or something else, it's automatic, and it works just like AIDS, herpes, and VD, which just happen to be the natural penalties for adultery. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package first? It's a place to start. It's a 4-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's educational. It's informative. It's entertaining. And best of all, it's free of charge, and you can call right now and order one for yourself. The number is 417-273-4967. If you're online, go to our website, georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. Just click on the email. Send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Again, georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. Do it right now before you forget. Four-eyed fantasies. We're talking about an article that is written, a substantiating article to the series of programs that I've already put out or put on, which comes from Shirley's Wellness Center. Really a top-notch web page or website to go to for health issues. I mean, you want to look at cancer, you want to look at fluoride, you know, you want to look at homeopathy. Well, Shirley's Wellness Cafe has a number of articles on health and health-related issues. So it's a website just aimed at that particular topic. There are others. They're not the only one, but it just happens to be a good one. And I am reviewing an article on fluoride as a substantiating article to corroborate what I've told you already about fluoride that comes from other sources, one of them being Fluoride Fantasies. And as I go through these, I give you the sources of information, and in each one of these articles, there are sources of information. So everything is well footnoted, everything is well documented, so that if you doubt me, well, then you can go to Shirley, and if you doubt Shirley, you can go to the doctor, or to the research center, or to the authority that said, well, this is what we found, this is what we did, and here's the results we got. And then in that way, you can make a more informed decision. Now, most people aren't going to make any big changes in their lives because they found out that there's fluoride in the drinking water. We Americans have grown up with fluoride in the drinking water. It's been here since the end of World War II. 62% of us are sucking down fluoride every day, and we're still here. We're 40, 50, 60 years old, and we're not about to make any meaningful changes. But so that you can understand why your kid has ADHD and why the rate of cancer has moved from 1 in 33 to 1 in 2 in 100 years, and so that you can understand why heart disease is the number one killer in America, and why it is that we suffer from so many debilitating diseases, from heart disease to diabetes to cancer and ADHD and so on, there's a cause and there's an effect that comes from all of these 89,000 chemicals that we have surrounded ourselves with here in the United States. Some people want to take some kind of action. They may want to move away from the big city. They may want to get to where they can get clean air, clean water, clean food, clean ground, clean soil, and make a meaningful change. Other people don't give a rat's rectum one way or the other, and I'm not here to encourage you to do one, two, or three. I don't really care. It's irrelevant to me. My job in life is not to convince you that I'm right and you're wrong, or that you need to make this change, or to buy this particular product, or these goods or these services. I'm a reporter. And a reporter looks for facts and then reports those facts if he's honest. Now, many reporters in our trade are like Dan Rather and God bless her, Katie Couric. Gotta love that girl, don't you? I mean, she's like a cheerleader. She just makes me feel so good all over when I watch her. And the only bad part of the CBS Evening News is that it's truth mixed with error. And when I get through watching it, I've been deceived. You know, that's the way life is. She probably belongs to the CFR. Now, I haven't checked her out. I don't really know if she does or not. But Dan Rather did. Probably still does. And when you belong to the CFR or to the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, or some other of these, world government type think tanks, then you have a mindset. You have a goal in life. You have a perspective that you're working for, a goal that you're working for. And it's the antithesis of what we find in the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and the instructions that we get from our Creator. The exact opposite. And they probably mean well. I'm not impugning Dan Rather in any way. He probably believes that a one-world social order is necessary and imperative for the good and the health, safety, and welfare of mankind and all of us. And probably believes in vaccines and vaccinations and fluoride in the drinking water because it's good for us. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say he probably really believes it. But you know, the world is filled with people that believe in lies and half-truths and untruths, and fictions and fictitious conclusions. Adolf Hitler was probably a very sincere man. I always scratch my head and I wonder what in the hell was going through that guy's brain. What the hell made him act like that? Joe Stalin was another one. Genghis Khan. You know, you can go back through history and you can take a look at the behavior of people. I guess they wanted to conquer and rape and rob and pillage. How did that benefit those people in any way? How does putting fluoride in the drinking water and giving millions of people diseases, debilitating diseases, and heartache and pain, how does that benefit anybody? Maybe I'm going to become the ruler of the world because I've got everybody in the world subjected to me by medication, but how in the hell does it benefit you? But evidently these people have, you know, must believe that it's got some healing effect or that's got some benefit to it because they keep promoting it and they keep selling it to us. Now I would think that somewhere, some reporter, and I guess once in a while it happens, but some reporter would come out and say, hey, let me tell you where the rubber meets the road and where the bear does it. That's what gets me up every morning, because when I pull out an article like this or a subject matter like fluoride, I can get on the air and I can say, hey, listen, kids, did you know this? Let me tell you the story. And I can do a story and I can spill the beans, and it just makes me feel good all over. I just get a real bang out of it. Now, I avoid fluoride like I avoid AIDS, herpes, and VD, and Flo's girls down at the whorehouse. But then, you know, not everybody does that. Not everybody sees the same world or the same or has the same perspective in life. Well, getting back here to fluoride, did you know that fluoride causes cancer, infertility, and brain damage? That's three more neat little side effects that you get from it. Cancer. Fluoride was found to be an equivocable carcinogen by the National Cancer Institute, the NCI, toxicological program, and further studies by the New Jersey Department of Health have now confirmed a 6.9-fold increase in bone cancer in young males. Earlier studies had found a 5% increase in all types of cancers in fluoridated communities. In 1981, Dean Burke, for many decades chief chemist at the U.S. National Cancer Institute, testified at congressional hearings reporting that at least 40,000 cancer deaths in 1981 were attributable to fluoride. Excuse me, boys and girls, I can't contain myself here. Excuse me. 40,000 deaths. Now, here's a guy does research. Congress gives these people money. They go out and they do the research. They come back and they report to this congressional committee that 40,000 cancer deaths in 1981 were attributable to fluoride. Well, is there more fluoride in the water today than there was in 1981 or less? Because if it was killing 40,000 people in 1981, then didn't it kill 40,000 people in 1982? And 40,000 people in 1983, and 40,000 people in 1984, and 40,000 people in 1985. Well, it's either that or this SOB is lying to us now, isn't he? He took his congressional money, and he went out and he did these studies, and he came back and lied to us. It's not killing 40,000 people. Fluoride doesn't cause cancer. Fluoride is good for us. Fluoride fights cancer. Fluoride cures cancer. I mean, hell, if it cures tooth decay, why can't it cure cancer? Now, somebody's lying. I don't know who. I'm not God. I can't tell you, but I'm just telling you that somebody's lying here. And notice that he reported this to the Congress in congressional hearings. Now, remember, who is the number one purveyor of fluoride in the water of the people of the United States? It's the Congress of the United States, isn't it? I already reported that to you. Gave you the citations and the quotes. All right, now 40,000 is quite a few people. 58,000 servicemen died in the Vietnam War over a period of 10 years. And you people went ballistic over that and said, hell, we're going to vote the Democrats out. Remember? That was 58,000 people died over 10 years. That's 5,800 people a year. Hell, here's an admission reported to the Congress of the United States that fluoride kills 40,000 people. From cancer alone. It kills more than 40,000. We haven't got to infertility, brain damage, and genetic damage, and Down syndrome, and IQ deficiency, and kidney damage, and lead in the blood, and lesions of the brain, and Alzheimer's disease, and on. I'm just talking about one. Just cancer alone. It's been documented now by the Congress. You paid your tax dollars to find out what does fluoride do, and one report comes back out of many side effects just on cancer alone, kills 40,000 people in 1981. Well, let's see. 1981 to 1991, that's 10 years. And then 2,000 years, that's 20 years. And then it's 5 years to 2006, and 25 years times 40. I'll get my sharp EL 1197G out here. Now watch this. We take 40,000 and we plug that in to our memory bank and our computer here, our little calculator. And then we'll go times 25 years. That's a million people. That's a million people. Boys and girls, that's more people than live in Salt Lake City over the past 25 years been killed by fluoride in the United States, and you put it in your drinking water, and your kid gets ADHD, he's bouncing off the walls and jumping off the ceilings, and he's being a real pain in the hind end here to your school teachers, who want to drug him up with Ritalin, which makes a lot of money now for the pharmaceutical industry. Now you're starting to get the drift here that maybe things aren't quite kosher. You know, I say from time to time, have we taken leave of our senses here? Have we gone mad in this country? Have we just lost our minds? Now in Europe, 98% of Europe is fluoride free. Here in the United States, we're at 62% and moving to 75% with fluoridated water. We just don't seem to be able to get enough fluoride. We need more. My God, if it's good for 62% of us, can you think how much better it's going to be when 75% of us have fluoride, and then 85, 90, 95, when 100% of the American public is exposed to fluoride in their water supplies. Can you imagine the utopia that we are going to experience in this country? But at the same time, keep in mind that 40,000 cancer deaths a year, 40,000 cases that could have been prevented simply by not putting an industry waste into the public water supply. Burke stated that fluoride causes more cancer and causes it faster than any other chemical. Now, you got 89,000 chemicals in this country, boys and girls, last time I saw a number on that, 89,000. Live better chemically, live better electrically, live better, you know, with, okay, 89,000 chemicals. And this guy says, this is some kind of a scientist, you know, he's got letters after his name. Smarter than I am. Hell, I'm just a dumb plumber, but I'm just pointing out to you. Here's a guy with letters after his name, says killing 40,000 people a year. That's as many people as die in automobile accidents every year, kids. I mean, you got highway patrolmen out here on the highway trying to protect you, trying to keep you from killing yourself, giving you tickets and raising hell with you because you didn't buckle your seatbelt. People get real excited about traffic safety, but they don't get very excited about a poison put in their public drinking water. Now, that's the cancer. Now, here's infertility. Infertility in women was found to increase with water fluoridation. Food and Drug Administration, FDA scientists, reported a close correlation between decreasing total fertility rates in women between the ages of 10 and 49 and increasing fluoride levels. And they also reported that a review of all of the animal studies done to date shows that fluoride adversely affects fertility in most animal species. Now, in this country, we have fertility clinics, and we have women that are spending millions of dollars to go in here and get pregnant, while at the same time, they're drinking water over here, which is designed to make them infertile. Well, it's good for population control. I don't deny that. And of course, if that's what you believe in, that's what you want to practice, you got to go to your doctor and say, hey, I need a fluoride tablet. I've got fertility problems here that I want to suppress, and so give me more fluoride. My complaint about fluoride is I don't care if people suck up fluoride. Hell, if you want to go down and eat rat poison, I don't care. People eat dog food. I'm not complaining about people eating dog food, but then they're not putting that dog food into my water supply. They're not putting the rat poison into my water supply. I always get a kick out of these religious people because they're real evangelists, you know, and stop and think about it. Guy goes to church, he gets converted, and he says, oh my God, this is the way. And so he gets real excited. He goes out here and he wants to convert all of his friends now. And they come up to me and they knock on my door and they want me to join the local Jehovah's Witnesses. And they want me to join the local Mormons. And they want me to join this or that group or organization to save my sorry ass from going to hell. And they want to get me to go to heaven. It never occurred to any of these people, I don't want to go to heaven. Doesn't occur to them. And then they get so evangelistic, they get so zealous over here, they want to lock me up in a barn and burn me to death to save my soul from hell. Hey, that just really upsets me. Would you just leave me alone? You religious people out there, just leave me alone, would you? Now, the religion takes many forms. You've got these religious people over here that honest to God believe in fluoride, and they just want to make sure that everybody gets their fair share of fluoride because it's so good for them. And I don't doubt their sincerity. Hell, they're probably nice, honest people with wives and kids and mortgages and dogs to feed and lawns to mow, just like all the rest of us. But could you leave me out of the fluoride loop? Could you leave me out of the Ritalin loop? Could you just leave me out of? It's a wild new concept. But you know, when people get religion, you know, they just got to go out here. It's the vaccination people are that way. You know, 88% of the people of America believe in vaccination. I'm not opposed to vaccination. Hell, if you want to go out and get shot up with snake venom and monkey pus, I couldn't care less. The thing that bothers me is that you want to stick this snake venom and monkey pus into my veins. That's what bothers me. I'm not running around here telling you can't have your vaccines. I believe in freedom. I think you people ought to have the right to choose. But I'm not being given that right to choose. I can't choose not to have fluoride in my water, because all of the religious zealots out there want to make sure that I get my fair share. So when I travel someplace, I got to pack gallons and gallons of water into my machine so that I got something to drink when I get to where I'm going. Then when I go eat in a restaurant over here and order a cup of coffee, where did you get the water to make my coffee? You know, I order broccoli to go along with my steak and ale, and then I got to ask, well, what did you cook my broccoli in? Tap water, fluoride water. See where we're going with this? Well, then I got to take my bottle of activated charcoal with me to protect myself from all the damn poisons that you zealots and you religious advocates out there trying to get me to go to heaven or wherever in hell I'm supposed to go with this fluoride thing. Now let's take a look at brain damage over here. Fluorides lower the intelligence capacity of humans, with children, again, especially susceptible to early fluoride toxicity. IQ levels were significantly lower than children not exposed to fluorides in all age groups listed. I'm going to underline in all age groups. People that are subjected to fluorides in all age groups have significantly lowered intelligence. Intelligence, kids, is the ability to solve a problem. And even somebody with an IQ of 80, you know, somebody like me with a low IQ down around 75, 80, we can solve the problem. It just takes us a week or 10 days. Whereas you get somebody else, you know, comes in here with normal intelligence, you know, somebody up around 100 or 110 or something like that, he can solve the problem maybe in 15 minutes. You know, problems that would take me a week to solve maybe take you 15 minutes because you're normal. Then you got some real smart people out there. And you give them a problem and they finish the problem in about, 90 seconds or 2 minutes or something like that. And we call those people geniuses. Well, we can all come to the same conclusion. We can all solve the problem. It just takes us a lot longer. And so we find that we've got some people that are a little slow. And down here in the Ozarks, you'll find people that are a little on the slow side. I'm not sure that it's fluoride is their problem over here. It's probably their environment and probably their education, one thing and another. Or maybe it's the inbreeding down here. You know, they got an old saying over here, you know, that daddy is also his uncle's brother's cousin, three times removed or something like that. But then that's another story for another day. The effects of fluoride exposure on the intelligence of children was reported. Fluoride, volume 28, pages 182 to 189, back in 1994. And then they give the technical journal here that this is reported in. And remember, this is in Shirley's Wellness Cafe. Further studies proving the neurotoxicology or toxicity of fluoride in rats have also been conducted by Dr. Phyllis Mullinex. In 1995, Mullinex and co-workers showed that rats given fluoride in drinking water at levels that give rise to plasma levels, fluoride concentrations in humans, suffer neurotoxic effects that vary according to when the rats were given the fluoride. As adult animals, as young animals, or through the placenta before birth. Those that were exposed before birth were born hyperactive and remain so throughout their lives. And so you people that are ADHD, hyperactive, you can blame that on the fluoride. You can blame it on mom and dad who kept you in the city and who subjected you to this fluoride and subjected you to ADHD for the rest of your lives. See, maybe you might want to mention that to mom and dad. Those that were exposed as young animals displayed depressed activity. And in 1998, Guan et al. Gave similar doses as used by the Mullinex group and found that several key chemicals in the brain, those that form the membrane of brain cells, were substantially depleted in rats given fluoride as compared to those who did not receive fluoride. Partly based on these findings, the union representing all EPA scientists in Washington, this is the Environmental Protection Agency now. Now, the scientists that work for the EPA in Washington, D.C., filed a grievance with their union demanding fluoride-free bottled water for their offices. Well, isn't that just real special? These scientists that work for the EPA go in and testify before the Congress and say, hey, Congress, this fluoride in the water kills 40,000 people a year. Did you see anybody in Congress get real excited about that? Hey, kids, how many people did Osama bin Laden kill on 9/11? 3,000. And you people have spent $1 trillion on two wars and on this crummy war on terror over Osama bin Laden killing 3,000 people. Your Congress kills 40,000 people a year, and you don't know that there's a problem with fluoride. Now, you talk about illogical. My God, where is Spock when we need him? Hey, Spock, come in here and explain to these kids how stupid this is. This is beyond illogical. This is insane. You're spending $1 trillion, kids, on wars against terror that aren't even a problem to you. If the terrorists around the world were turned loose and could kill as many people as they could possibly get at, they can't kill 40,000 people a year. They haven't yet. Hell, they're not even killing that many in Iraq, are they? Just strike 100 a day. 100 a day times 365 days. Hell, they're only killing 36,500 Iraqis a year. They're killing fewer Iraqis in a full-blown insurgency bordering on civil war than we're killing in the United States with fluoride alone. Just with cancer. Fluoride kills 40,000 a year. Hell, the war in Iraq doesn't kill that many. And you're spending $1 trillion on that kind of crap? You'd think that you'd want to spend at least, you know, 50 or 75 bucks doing something about fluoride, wouldn't you? Seemed like to me the people that can spend $1 trillion on a bunch of crummy wars ought to spend 25 or 30 bucks on fluoride research or something. All right, and then we come up with this thing. Oh, and I got to tell you another little story here, because I put this word pediatricians down here. It reminded me of a neat book here. A guy by the name of Robert Mendelsohn. He was a professor of medicine at some college over in Illinois, and he was a pediatrician teaching your doctor, you know, how to kill you in the birthing room. But anyway. This Dr. Mendelsohn pointed out that as a pediatrician and as a college professor, a professor of medicine, he said 90% of the pediatricians in the United States do not vaccinate their children. 90%. 9 out of 10 pediatricians. You know that nice fellow that you take your kid to when he has an ear infection, ladies? And vaccinates your kid, he doesn't vaccinate his kid because it's too dangerous. But he vaccinates yours because that's the way he makes his living. Now here's a guy that goes out here and he shoots up your kid and he dies from sudden infant death syndrome, or he shoots up your kid and he develops autism, but he doesn't do it to his kid. Hey, that's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. And I like to report on things like that because it reminded me of the hypocrisy that we see here from these EPA scientists in Washington who work for the EPA, filed a grievance demanding fluoride-free bottled water for their offices. Hey, what in the hell are they demanding for you and me out here in Radioland? And note, this also explains a recent event at the University of South Florida in a study relating fluoride intake during pregnancy to the yearly 1% increase in learning disabilities found in children. 1% per year increase in the learning disabilities in children. And the studies proving that fluorides transferred through the placenta are very well known. These fluorides, ladies, when you're pregnant, transfers through the placenta into the brain of your developing fetus, and It's creating a 1% mental deficiency per year in learning disabilities in children in Florida. And you get real excited about the war in Iraq, but you're not very excited about something that really affects you right here on Main Street, USA. And then there's Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease. Hang on. I got to give you a reminder here, and we'll be back with Alzheimer's and thyroid disorder and more of the serious stuff. Talking about fluoride fantasies when we come back. So let me remind you that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet. And if you'd like more information about the law school or The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Remember, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools total. And the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and we are open to individuals but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you can't come to school here, we'll send it to you in the mail. If you'd like more information on that program, go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. Remember, the Law Hour website is updated every week. It has our radio log schedule and archives, and it can be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org. Keep in mind that if you're listening on the radio, a lot of times people call me on the telly, and they'll say, or the telephone, they'll say, I just got your broadcast, and I didn't get it all, but I got your name and address, and the radio reception here is really poor. Okay. All of these programs, and there's more than 2,000 of them now, are archived. So if you're driving down the road and the radio station isn't as good as you'd like it to be, keep in mind that this series of programs on fluoride is archived on our website, and you can download it on CD in 32-bit quality. I mean, it's stereo quality sound. Best that money can buy, they tell me. That's what I'm paying for. That's what they assure me. And you can download it, and you can send it to your friends and neighbors for Christmas, Easter, and New Year's, if you're so inclined, or you can listen to it yourself over the Internet. And if you only got 3 programs out of 7 and you want to get the other 4, you know, you can get those. They're all archived. Been there for years and years. Now, the Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Remember, the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events, and we do that 7 days a week. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one for yourself. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct, at least to the best of our knowledge and belief. And the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. However, these endorsements or recommendations that we give out don't mean that those authors or publications that we endorse and recommend are going to reciprocate, and that's because most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, whose viewpoint is not totally endorsed in all cases by the Law Hour and Editorial Review either. Keep in mind that the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network or this local radio station. But it should. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call the law school at 417-273-4967. I stole that line from Rush Limbaugh. You know, once in a while he comes on the air. I hear him once in a while, and he says, these opinions don't represent the opinions of the station here, but it should. That's what I think. Alzheimer's disease. I'm talking about fluoride. There are also several studies linking aluminum with fluoride, showing that the bioavailability of aluminum is increased in the presence of fluorides, causing aluminum in the brain to double in treated animals. According to an October 28, 1992 Wall Street Journal article about a study conducted by Vernier, J-A-N-L, rats fed the highest doses developed irregular mincing steps, characteristic of senile animals. post-mortem examination of the rat brains disclosed substantial cell loss in structures associated with dementia. It's called the neocortex, or the hippocampus. Note this, that Alzheimer's disease, first diagnosed by Dr. Alois Alzheimer in 1907, is now the number four killer for every person over 60 in the United States. Every second person over 70 will develop Alzheimer's disease. Environmental fluoride is implicated in this. All right. Now, that's pretty significant, kids. Alzheimer's disease, I'm 68. Now get this. Alzheimer's disease is implicated in one out of two deaths. Now, is that what I saw here? Let's see if I got that right. Every second person over 70 will develop Alzheimer's. Not every second. Not every death, but every second person. That's 50% over 70. That means that 2 years from now, my chances of dying from Alzheimer's or developing Alzheimer's disease, which is fatal and ultimately will kill me, is 50%. Kids, when I was a youngster, I never even heard the name Alzheimer's. Never even heard it. Now, evidently, Alzheimer's disease is caused by something more than fluoride, probably. But it was very rare. First discovered by a guy back in 1907. So it's been around. But boy, it was rare. Today, 50% of the people over 70. Can you believe that? 50%. Going on, he says here, it's the number four killer for every person over 60. All right, so it'll be the number four killer. Cancer, number one. Heart disease, number two. Diabetes, number three. Alzheimer's disease, number four. And I don't know what else goes on, but then we come up to thyroid. Thyroid disorder. It's only in the last two decades during which endocrinology has progressed so rapidly that now over 150 symptoms and associations can be identified with hypothyroidism. Almost all correlate with known symptoms of fluoride poisoning. 150 symptoms out of the 450 that are in the books. 150, 153, 450. Well, about one-third of the symptoms that are described in the medical literature come from fluoride. 150 come from fluoride. And you people are excited about the war in Iraq? You're excited about spending $1 trillion? Trillion. No, that number, trillion. You see, we haven't got to the end of it yet. And we've spent $500 billion so far. You got another $500 billion that you're going to be spending over the next 30, 40, 50 years for all these veterans coming back. And the associated costs and losses and so on, and all of the debt and the interest that you're borrowing the money to fight these wars. This is a $1 trillion hit that we're taking on these two wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Just in case you were wondering. $1 trillion hit. Most of the double-blind test results of fluoride poisoning found in Muhlenberg's study on water containing one part per million of fluoride, which led to the ban of fluoridation in Holland, are now recognized symptoms of hypothyroidism. So the people over in Holland woke up to this and they banned it. And in fact, I reported this already, I think the last program, 98% of Europe is now fluoride-free. 98%. So if you're looking for a place to go, I guess it's Europe. The effects of fluoride on the thyroid gland by Dr. Barry Durant Peatfield. It's been known since the latter part of the 19th century that certain communities, notably in Argentina, India, and Turkey, were chronically ill with premature aging, arthritis, mental retardation, and infertility. And high levels of natural fluorides in the water were responsible. Not only was it clear that fluoride was having a general effect on the health of the community, but in the early 1920s, Goldenberg, working in Argentina, showed that fluoride was displacing iodine, thus compounding the damage and rendering the community also hypothyroid from iodine deficiency. and Thyroid Power by Richard Shames, M.D. And this is a book or a pamphlet. Dr. Richard Shames, a Harvard and University of Pennsylvania graduate who served at the NIH, National Institute of Health, believes that we are witnessing an autoimmune low thyroid epidemic. Doctors on the thyroid unit at Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center in New York City have revealed that 20 million Americans are currently being treated for thyroid problems. Synthroid, just one of the various thyroid medicines, is now either first or second most prescribed drug in the United States. The University of Colorado Health Sciences Center estimates that there are over 13 million more Americans who have undiagnosed thyroid problems that are causing many of their uncomfortable symptoms, fatigue, depression, excess weight and infertility, miscarriage, severe menopause, dry skin, constipation, hair loss, I should be writing some of these down. Some of these are new. I'm up to about 20 or 22. I didn't have dry skin, constipation, hair loss down. I suppose if I were to write up a list of side effects that come from this fluoride, we'd probably have around double that 20 that I was at yesterday, probably 40. And again, keep in mind, this is a 28-page report from Shirley's Wellness Cafe. And if I didn't give you that webpage, let me do it once more. This is www.shirleys-wellness-cafe.com/fluoride. Again, that's www.shirleys-wellness-cafe.com/fluoride. And as I reported to you last time, probably 50 articles, maybe 75, advertised in just this one report in the margin. So it's a health website, of which fluoride is just one of many topics and articles that if you want to look at health and health issues and get up to the date or up to the minute, timely reports on just about anything you can think of in health, Shirley's Wellness Cafe is the place to go. All right, thyroid epidemic is one of the problems that we have from fluoride poisoning. Then you got hyperthyroid, two main thyroid disorders. Fluoride, the aging factor, how to recognize and avoid the devastating effects of fluoride by Dr. John, and I won't try to tell you this last name, spelled Y-I-A-M-O-U-Y-I-A-N-N-I-S. Man with a name like that needs to be called Dr. John. Well, Dr. John is a world-leading authority on the biological effects of fluoride, which include mottling of teeth, premature aging, spontaneous abortion, brittle bones, and cancer. Learn how fluoride acts as a chronic poison and how to avoid exposure. Okay, so this is a book that you can probably get from Shirley's Wellness Cafe, and it's called Fluoride, the Aging Factor. The author provides a scathing indictment of corporate and government responsibility in promoting the fable of fluoride as a necessary and safe product for human consumption. Fluoride's positive image in the United States may rest in part on the whitewashing of unwelcome research findings and the firings of scientists who dared question fluoride's benefits. Dr. William Marcus, formerly the chief toxicologist for the EPA's Office of Drinking Water, lost his job in 1991 after he insisted on an unbiased evaluation of fluoride's potential to cause cancer. Marcus fought his dismissal in court, proved that it was politically motivated, and eventually won reinstatement. Marcus now declines comment on the episode beyond saying, "I was right about fluoride's carcinogenicity, about how fluoride causes cancer, and now we know that. An investigation by the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee in 1991 supported Marcus's charges, documenting that government scientists had been coerced to change their findings and portray fluoride more favorably. You know, a government scientist that would change the truth into a lie reminds me of a biblical prophecy, and they changed the truth of God into a lie. These government scientists are like preachers who change the word of God into a lie for profit, for money. They tell their congregations what those people want to hear. These government scientists tell us what the government wants us to hear. Now, here's the crazy part of it. I reported this to you a little earlier. There was one story here in this article here where a government paid scientist did some government paid work and discovered that fluoride causes 40,000 cancer deaths a year, and then reported that to Congress. Now, did the Congress take fluoride out of our water? Is there somebody there in the Congress, anybody in the Congress, beating the drums on fluoride and the damage that it causes? Not a word. Not a word. Your Congress does not give a rat's rectum about you or me or anybody else. They're concerned about Merck, Pfizer, the pharmaceutical industry, big business, Alcoa Aluminum, Bill Gates and Microsoft. I mean, those are the people that put in campaign contributions, also known as bribes in the Bible, that bribe the politicians to tell us what we want to hear, that which makes us feel good, like Katie Couric. God, that woman makes me feel good. If I'm feeling down, I just turn on the CBS Evening News and my cheerleader Katie Couric jumps up, makes me smile all over and feel real goody-goody, doesn't she? I wish the woman had something intelligent to say in the process. Let's see what else we got here. Fluoride-free toothpaste. Well, now, maybe that's something. I pointed out to you here the other day that my cows, not a one of them ever brushed their teeth, not a one of them has tooth decay. So if you thought that brushing your teeth will prevent tooth decay, let me tell you that human beings in the United States of America, that's for all you people around the world, we human beings here in the United States brush our teeth religiously. I mean, it is so well ingrained in us, we would come to the table and put our elbows on the table before we would fail to brush our teeth two or three times a day. At least once. I mean, everybody brushes their teeth once a day. Some people brush them twice a day. Some people are real religious about it, and they brush their teeth three times a day. And their teeth are rotting out of their heads. Now, that ought to tell you, you know, when the dentist says, well, you know, floss regularly and brush your teeth every day and come in twice a year. And sure enough, you do all of the above and you come in twice a year. And you say, well, you've only got two cavities. I remember the Crest ad, you know, this little girl comes running in the house. Look, Mom, only two cavities. My God, if I had a kid that had a cavity in her head, so what in the hell's going on here? I mean, I raised a bunch of kids here on the farm, and we didn't have any cavities. Of course, we didn't have any Coca-Cola either. Yeah, we avoid Coke like AIDS, herpes, and VD. I mean, you know, that I'd rather go down to Flo's Whorehouse. I'd probably get less disease down at Flo's than I'm going to get out of a Coke can. Let's see, what do we get out of Coke cans? Well, we get rotten teeth, and we get diabetes. Diabetes and rotten teeth come out of Coke. You know, just in case you didn't know. Tastes good. I never denied that Coke didn't taste good. I told you I reported it straight from the shoulder. I said, hey, listen, if God made anything better than Coca-Cola to drink, he kept it for himself. Well, I said, if God made anything better than a woman, he kept it for himself. Well, the contents of a family-sized tube of fluoridated toothpaste is enough to kill a 25-pound child. Did you hear that? All right, let me tell you again. The contents of a family-sized tube of fluoridated toothpaste is enough to kill a 25-pound child. Now, have you read the warning on your toothpaste label lately? Warning, keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional help or contact a poison control center immediately. and you feed that stuff to your kids? As old Spock would say, that is illogical. I mean, no, come on, people. People, wake up. You got toothpaste sitting here in your bathroom cabinet. It's got a warning label on there. It says, watch your kid brushing his teeth if he's under six, because the contents of this tube is enough to kill a 25-pound child. Oh, my God. I mean, you're sticking that in your mouth? And you call that healthful? What in the hell do you call dangerous? What do you call poison? What do you call, hey, this is unacceptable? These ingredients in toothpaste are considered dangerous. Fluoride is poisonous if taken internally, and sorbitol and sodium lauryl sulfate can cause diarrhea, especially in children. As of April 7, 97, all fluoride toothpaste and dental care products shipped must have a warning label stating that if more toothpaste is swallowed than needed for brushing, a poison control center or healthcare professional should be contacted immediately. Natural fluoride-free toothpaste. Now, if you want to get some toothpaste that doesn't have any fluoride in it, here's a list of them. Pasca Dent Toothpaste, MSM Toothpaste, Grapefruit Seed Extract Dental Gel, and Miscellaneous Healthy Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, two dozen listed. Well, let's turn the page and see if they got two dozen listed here. They don't. Okay, so let's take fluoride-free toothpaste. I told you about Tom's the other day. Go into your local health food store and tell them I need a tube of toothpaste. No fluoride. I reported this to you the other day. I went into a supermarket, a year or two ago, when I first reported on this fluoride fantasy here some time back, I don't know, 3-4 years ago maybe, now and then. And I looked at probably, 10, 15, 20. How many brands of toothpaste are there? There's a bunch. I'm going to guess 20. And I looked at, I must have spent a half an hour there looking, reading the labels on these toothpaste. I couldn't find a single toothpaste without fluoride in my supermarket. I don't know where I was, Rainey's or Food for Less or Albertsons or whatever this supermarket was. Went over to the dental toothpaste section over there. Every single toothpaste. Now, some of them, they advertise it pretty prominently, like Crest. And they got great big red letters on there, fluoride, Crest fluoride toothpaste. And then you look at the others and say, well, I don't want fluoride, so I'm going to pass up Crest. And so you go pick up this other one and this other one. And then while they don't advertise it prominently, you look at the ingredients label and it says fluoride, fluoride, fluoride. Now remember, fluoride is a deadly toxic poison. You can only put in a little bit. You can't put in very much. One part per million is the maximum daily dosage that is recommended. I would say one part per million is one part too many, but then, that's the officials, the people with letters after their names that tell you we're paid professionals and we know what's better for you than you do. Dental fluorosis, a legal time bomb. In the United States, there are no warnings posted on fluoride-laced products pertaining to the risks of ingesting too much fluoride or for those at risk from ingesting fluoride. Many dentists and pediatricians who prescribe fluoride supplements, dentists administering fluoride treatments, and the manufacturers of fluoride-laced products do not inform people of the risks. Well, come on, kids. Did you expect them to say, warning, this tube of toothpaste is guaranteed to kill you in 25 years or less or double your money back? Now, here's what gets people excited. So you set off a roadside bomb, and it kills three Americans in a Humvee. And there's a direct cause and effect relationship that people with diminished brain capacity can recognize as a hazard to their health. And so they say, well, we need better armored Humvees for our troops in Iraq. Well, duh. Now, what is tougher is you put this poison called fluoride into the toothpaste, into the drinking water, and it kills 40,000 people from cancer, and the death certificate says that Aunt Bessie died from cancer, Uncle Bob died from cancer, Grandma Sally died from cancer. And there's a disconnect there. You cannot connect fluoride with cancer. Therefore, you cannot get upset about fluoride. That's the disconnect. And while this fluoride causes about 40 side effects, some of which are lethal, some of which kill as many people as automobile accidents, you can see when somebody gets killed in a rollover from a Firestone tire on a Ford Explorer, and you can put that together. Even if you're brain dead, you know you can put that together. Firestone tire, Ford Explorer, car rolled over, Aunt Bessie got killed. Firestone tires are dangerous. Ford Explorers should be avoided. See, you can put that together. But when you're putting fluoride into the equation over here, and you're putting it into your toothpaste, and you've got a warning label on the toothpaste tube that says, if your kid swallows this, immediately call your doctor. Well, my God, kids, what if you saw that on your Oreo label? If your kid drinks more than 3 ounces of this, or eats more than 3 cookies, immediately call a doctor. He's been poisoned. You know, if you got your Minute Maid orange juice out and it said, more than 3 ounces of Minute Maid orange juice, if your kid drinks over 3 ounces, immediately call the Poison Control Center. He needs medical help urgently. Huh? I don't think you'd feed him orange juice or Oreo cookies, but you know, why then are you feeding him this toothpaste? Why are you feeding him the water? What's that all about? How do you justify that? Where's the reason, logic, or common sense in that? That's what I said. I think you got to be brain dead in order to participate in this fluoride fantasy. But then, you know, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. So I'm just here to give you the report and tell you where you can get the report, which is www.shirleys-wellness-cafe.com. And this other one over here called Fluoride Fantasy, I think this is a dynamite article. You can get it from www.trunkerton.fsnet.co.uk/fluoride. Fluoride Fantasies. One of them comes from Great Britain. The other one comes from Shirley's Wellness Cafe. All right. I've bored you to tears now, and you're tired of listening about fluoride, so we'll stop talking about fluoride. I'll give you a final reminder, and then we'll take up something new tomorrow night. But let me remind you in the meantime that you have been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. And if you'd like more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. We are open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. And if you'd like more information, then please go to the homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. All right, our time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station, God willing, of course. So thank you for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.